WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy world. Ever feel like your inner Zen garden transforms into a full-blown hurricane when things get heated? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not powerless against emotional turbulence. That's why today we're diving deep into the art of staying calm in those fiery conflicts and mastering the skills of conflict resolution. Because let's be honest, life throws curveballs. Relationships get tangled, deadlines loom like hungry wolves, and sometimes people just, well, they act like humans. But it doesn't have to be a battlefield every time. We can learn to respond with grace, clarity, and even a little bit of humor because laughter really is the best medicine, folks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you stay cool under pressure. First, remember your breath. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, when things get intense, our breaths become shallow and rapid. Taking slow, deep breath signals to your body that it's time to chill out. Imagine yourself as a giant balloon. Slowly inhale, expand, and then exhale, letting all the tension drift away. Second, control your inner dialogue. You know those negative voices in your head that love to spiral into this as a disaster territory? Time to shut them down. Replace those thought patterns with positive affirmations or simply acknowledge them without judgment. Think of it like this. You're training your mind to be the ultimate chill warrior. Third, practice active listening. This means truly hearing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their body language, their tone of voice, and try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. You'd be surprised how much conflict can dissolve simply by understanding where someone else is coming from. Fourth, focus on finding common ground. Look for areas of agreement, no matter how small. This helps shift the conversation from a battleground to a collaborative space. Remember, you're both human beings trying to navigate this crazy thing called life together. Finally, don't be afraid to take a break. Sometimes, stepping away from a heated situation can give everyone a chance to cool down and gather their thoughts. Use that time for some mindful breathing exercises, a quick walk around the block, or even just 5 minutes of quiet reflection. Coming back refreshed can make all the difference in finding a resolution. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine 2 friends, Sarah and Michael, who are arguing about a shared project. Sarah feels overwhelmed by Michael's lack of contribution, while Michael thinks Sarah is being overly critical. Their conversation quickly escalates into a shouting match, filled with accusations and defensiveness. They are both so caught up in their own perspectives that they can't see any common ground. But then Sarah remembers our stoic wisdom. She takes a deep breath, silences her inner critic, and tries to actively listen to Michael's concerns. He explains he feels stressed about another deadline and hasn't had the time to dedicate to the project as much as he wanted. Sarah realizes Michael isn't intentionally being lazy, he's just overwhelmed. They find common ground in wanting to deliver a successful project and agree on a revised plan that takes both the schedules into account. The situation de-escalates, communication improves, and they even manage a few laughs along the way. So remember, staying calm in heated situations isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them. It's about choosing a response rather than reacting impulsively. Think of this. You have the power to turn conflict into an opportunity for growth, understanding, and even a little bit of humor. You got this. Now go out there and be the calm in the storm. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps us spread the word. Until next time, keep those inner gardens blooming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.